the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
In this part of the divine supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking four requests from the Almighty Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka su'al khadi'in mutadhallilin khashi'. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of a submissive, abased and lowly man, أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. To show me forbearance, to have mercy on me, and to make me satisfied and content with your apportionment and humble in every state. Let us talk about forbearance a bit. Islam has forbidden all Muslims from hostility and jealousy towards each other. And Islam does not like cutting ties of kinship. In Islamic thoughts, we have been invited to lenience and compassion towards each other. In Islamic view, it is considered that believers are moral brothers and they are presented valuable rights of brotherhood in this regard that are recommended and sometimes obligatory for the believers to be observed. Making moral and brotherhood relationships and continuing it results in purity from some moral vices. Human vices such as pride, greed, stinginess, jealousy, and all these vices avoid compassion and mercy among people and families. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a significant tradition, has warned people against moral vices and has encouraged them to observe brotherhood rights. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, "La tadabaru, wa la tahasadu, wa la taqata'u." Do not be hostile toward each other, and do not be angry with each other, and do not be jealous of each other. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Do not cut ties of friendship and befriend each other. المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يحرمه ولا يخذله. Muslims are brothers. A Muslim does not oppress his Muslim brother. A Muslim does not deprive his Muslim brother from his compassion and his wealth and does not leave him alone. That's why we have in our religion a tradition saying مُدَارَاتُ النَّاسِ نِصْفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Lenience with people is half of the belief. وَالرِّفْقُ بِهِمْ نِصْفُ الْعَيْشِ. and compassion to them is half of the life.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated, rahimallahu imra'an sahhala al-bay'a wa sahhala al-shira'a wa sahhala al-iqtida'. May Allah forgive the one who is lenient in buying and selling goods and in collecting debts. Now, the reason Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking the Almighty Allah and saying, "And tusamihani as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutadhallilin khashi'." And tusamihani, I ask you with the asking of a submissive, abased, lowly man to show me forbearance. We understand that he has done it himself in his life, and that is why he is expecting his Lord to give him, to show him his forbearance. Because this is the very first condition. If we want to be shown the mercy and forbearance of the Almighty Allah. Let us end our discussion in this program with a narration from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. He says, إِنَّ رَجُلًا كَانَ مُسْرِفًا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ حُسِبَ فَلَمْ تُوجَدْ لَهُ حَسَنَةً. In the hereafter, there is a sinner man who is called to account and he has no virtues in his letter of deeds. فَقِيلَ لَهُ هَلْ عَمِلْتَ خَيْرًا قَطْ. He is asked, have you ever done a good deed? And he replies, no, but I lent people money from my wealth and I told the young people around me to be lenient with wealthy debtors and leave poor ones. Then the Almighty would say, I am more lenient than him, so Allah would forgive his sins. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your journey.
don't let me go astray, 'cause I need